The first official contest in the presidential race is just under 3 months away, but the so-called money primary, the race to raise campaign money, has been going on for more than a year. President Bush and the 9 Democratic candidates all have raised enough money to give a good indication of the sources of their support. NPR's Peter Overby is here. Good morning.
Good morning.
First, the president. How much money have President Bush and some of his leading contenders raised?
President Bush has raised about $83 million, and the top tier of Democrats combined have raised about $84 million, so it's just about split. That said, the top Democrat, former Vermont Governor Howard Dean, has raised something over $25 million. This is good for a Democrat, but $25 million against $83 million is a problem for the Democrats. These numbers, by the way, come from Political Moneyline, which is a website that crunches campaign data.
Now, where's the money coming from?
There are a couple different ways to look at this. If you look at it geographically, it's pretty predictable. All the candidates are going to the big money states, California, New York, Florida. So for most of them, their top three states are some combination of California, New York, and their home state. Here's another way to look at it, courtesy of the Center for Responsive Politics, which is a nonprofit that analyzes campaign finance data. They dissect it by economic sector. If you look at it that way, you get a different picture. President Bush's top donor groups are lawyers, real estate, and securities firms. His top three sources are all around Wall Street, employees of Merrill Lynch, UBS Americas, and Pricewaterhouse.
You say employees. I'm thinking executives.
Okay, yes. I would not dispute that.
And the Democrats?
According to the Center for Responsive Politics, there are some definite patterns here. The mainstream Democrats are doing mainstream kind of fundraising. Senator John Kerry, his top sources, 2 law firms and a Wall Street investment firm. Senator John Edwards, 2 other big law firms and a different Wall Street firm. Congressman Richard Gephardt, a law firm and 2 unions. Retired General Wesley Clark, 2 law firms and a developer. But then comes Howard Dean. His top three sources, the University of California, Time Warner, and Microsoft. Now, Time Warner and Microsoft are not exactly strangers to politics, but they're not ranking high on anybody else's list.
So the Dean campaign really is as different as the Dean campaign says it is.
It seems to be. And there's yet another way to look at it. This one comes from the Campaign Finance Institute, which studies how the campaign finance system works or doesn't work. The Institute broke down the donor lists in terms of big donors, that is, people who gave $1,000 or more, and small donors, people who gave less than $200. President Bush gets 85% of his money from big donors. The leading Democrats are not that different. They're all within a few percentage points of the president on this, except for 2 of them. Wesley Clark got 35% of his money from small donors, and Dean got 54%, got over half his money from small donors. And that's a reflection of the internet fundraising that those candidates are doing.
And what do you conclude from that?
Well, if you think of the world of campaign fundraising as a universe of donors, the mainstream Democrats are operating within that universe. They don't seem to be bringing in new people. President Bush brought in a lot of new people in 2000, and he seems to be bringing in new people again. Dean and Clark are also expanding the universe, but they are expanding it at the bottom. More middle-class people, people who can afford to write, say, a $200 check, but who have not felt moved to do that before. So to the extent that they keep on doing that, that could change the picture as the race goes on.
Well, just the dynamics of the campaign itself will change that. You have 9 Democrats. When it narrows down, the giving picture should change.
It could, but it depends on how it narrows down. If you narrow it down to John Kerry, is Kerry going to be able to draw the $74 donors that Dean has? Conversely, if it narrows down to Howard Dean or Wesley Clark, are they going to be able to draw the $1,000 or $2,000 donors that Kerry or Edwards or Gephardt has?
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
NPR's Peter Overby.